So Venerable Geshe says, alertness is a type of wisdom that knows what is a fault and what is not a fault. When we meditate, alertness acts like a spy that checks to see if whether our concentration is pure. It examines the mind to see if dullness, distraction, mental excitement, or mental sinking are developing. If we do not use alertness to keep a watch on our mind during meditation, we will not notice dullness and mental sinking when they arise. And so there is a great danger that we will fall asleep during the meditation. Without alertness, we will not be able to overcome the obstacles that occur in meditation. And so our concentration will be flawed, and we will not attain tranquil abiding. So tranquil abiding is the conclusion of our training in concentration, where we've mastered our mind. Our mind is our servant. Our mind is our well-trained, tamed horse that will do whatever we ask of it. It will focus on whatever we want to focus on. It will withdraw its attention from whatever we don't want to focus on. Our mind is our greatest friend and helper. So what it's just fantastic. So clearly, how quickly our mindfulness develops depends on how quickly we notice when it has degenerated. You know, again, back to the baby with the ball. If the baby picks up or tries to pick up the ball and or drops it or it slips out of its fingers, and then the parent takes the ball away and puts it in a box and that's it for today, you get one go a day, then, and that's if that's the only exercise their gripping muscles are getting, that it's going to take a long time. They'll develop very slowly. But if the parent rolls the ball back, oh, have another go. Rolls the ball back, have another go. If as soon as the baby drops the ball, parent rolls it back, have another go. Quickly, those muscles develop. So the same way, if we focus on the breath, get distracted, it's not a big problem yet. But if we don't notice that we've got distracted, and so the mind continues to drift, and maybe drifts for the whole of the rest of the session, then we just focus once and the rest of the session, not much. We can see it's going to take us a lot longer to get strong alertness or strong mindfulness, sorry. Whereas if we noticed, we focused on the breath, the mind drifts, immediately we notice, oh, hang on, I'm not focused on the breath anymore. Then bring our attention back, then quickly, because we're having so many more opportunities to grip, focus, distracted, refocus, focus, distracted, refocus, distracted, refocus. So just focused, distracted, notice, refocus. It's a training. So basically, in this context, you know, we described alertness as like a spy-like function of the mind. So it's a sort of inner question. Am I still focused on the breath? Am I still focused on the breath? And if the answer to that is yes, fantastic. And if the answer to that is no, we do something about it. The reason why the analogy of the spy is used is because in sort of the job description of the spy is that they don't draw attention to themselves. The whole point of the spy is that they're discreet. You know? They surreptitiously infiltrate enemy lines. They observe, they withdraw without ever drawing any attention to themselves, and they report back. They don't get involved. They don't make a big, you know, apart from in like, you know, James Bond films that are all constantly making noise. But like really their job is just to acquire information without ever anyone noticing that it was being acquired or anything. So if our alertness is too bold, too loud inside, if that inner question is not a sort of a gentle checking, am I still focused, but is a sort of inner loud questioning, am I still focused on the breath? Then the answer would probably be, well, I was, but I'm not anymore. It's too much, the attention has gone away. So another way we describe alertness is like just a slither of the mind. So mainly we're focusing on our object, using our mindfulness, gripping. Tiny little slither of the mind, just checking in. Am I still focused? Has anything gone wrong? Have I started drifting? Not that cut. That if that becomes too much of our attention, then we're not doing the meditation at all. So just a gentle slither of the mind, just gently checking.